I'm just hoping we can make it through this podcast without anybody getting punched in the face.
Good luck.
You've never been punched in the face. We've talked about this before. Never Mike, have you ever been punched in the face?
I have never been punched in the face.
That is amazing. The three of us have combined zero punches received to the face.
How many punches have you given to the face?
I don't think I've ever punched anyone in the face. If I have, it was like middle school, and that barely counts. Because middle schoolers, I mean, let's be honest, they're barely people.
Okay.
Have you guys ever punched anyone in the face?
Two people.
Two, and you didn't get one in return?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
You picked good people to punch in the face then.
One of them was a middle school fight, but I'm going to count it because he had to come to school the next day with raccoon marks under both of his eyes. The other one was kind of an ambush.
No.
Yeah. I feel bad about it now.
And yet not surprising.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if it does it qualify as an ambush if somebody is talking trash about you and don't know that you're standing behind them while they're doing it?
Classic sitcom gag.
Yeah. That happened in the hall at school.
Wow.
I got suspended for a week over it.
So you were the Rugnetto Dor of that situation.
Yeah, except...
yours was an actual sucker punch.
And he actually went to the ground and then to the hospital.
All right. Well, we've got Rugnetto Dor and Jose Bautista on the schedule tonight for DFS, and we can talk about the potential ramifications of Rugnetto Dor's punch a little later. But for now, we're going to start off. There are no obvious elite pitchers
on, Chris. There's one.
There are no obvious elite pitchers on the schedule. So what we're going to do today, is we're going to talk about each one of us three, specifically you guys. My opinion doesn't really matter. I'm just guiding the ship. Your top five pitchers on this 8-game main slate for Monday night.
If Mike and I both have the same number one pitcher, can we say there's one obvious elite pitcher?
No, because that doesn't mean, you know, okay. It's like...
Just say his name. You love him.
Elite denotes a specific level of production that I don't think anybody on this...
Like Chris Sale.
Yeah.
Which is someone that you compare this pitcher to.
I've never made that comparison. Other people have. I've never made that comparison.
Okay. Adam Conley is the top pitcher on the slate for me.
Okay.
The Phillies are terrible against left-handed pitchers.
Yes.
Conley has he is favored. The Phillies are projected by Vegas to score the third lowest number of runs.
Okay.
Or I guess I should say implied, not projected, because Vegas doesn't project. They're implied by Vegas to score the third lowest number of runs. He has good upside in terms of strikeouts as well. Number two doesn't really. That's Kenta Maeda, and that's only because the Angels don't strike out. But they're still really bad. I would say Maeda is most likely pitcher to go 7 innings, and he is the most likely pitcher to get a win tonight. I think there's a pretty big drop-off after that, but I would go Zimmerman, and then my contrarian play at pitcher would be Jose Berríos.
Okay.
They're going to be... The Tigers are going to be very righty-heavy tonight. I think he has a high strikeout potential. Tigers strike out a ton against right-handed pitchers. And then I guess my fifth pitcher, I don't even... there's not another one that I would even consider playing.
Okay. So your top five has four people. Thank you for following the rules. We don't want to hear it. Mike, what's your top five?
Okay, top pitcher is definitely Conley. Okay. Adam Conley is...
Elite.
He is elite. He's elite on this slate.
Conley.
Sure.
So, yeah, many of the things Heath said, I like picking on the Phillies with left-handed pitchers.
21st in baseball in WOBA against left-handed pitchers, which is actually better than I thought it would be.
21st?
Yes.
Yeah, they've moved up a little.
Really?
Yeah.
The call-up of Tommy Joseph. Is that his name?
Yeah, Tommy Joseph.
Yeah, I don't think that's had that big of an impact.
No.
I thought they were like 27th, according to Fangraphs.
Literally just looked it up. Unless Fangraphs was lying to me.
It was lying to one of us, because I had looked it up on Fangraphs as well, and that's okay. You think Maeda is second as well?
I think Maeda is second. Third, Jordan Zimmerman.
So we agree completely.
No. Fourth, J.A. Happ.
J.A. Happ going against the Rays, who are better against lefties, but they're... Either their best or their second-best hitter against lefties is not playing. He's on DL, and that would be Logan Forsythe.
Yep.
So I was actually trying to do a Tampa Bay Rays stack, and I don't know. There's not a lot of guys I feel great about there, so that's not crazy.
I did just look it up again. The Phillies are 27th in WOBA.
So you said 26th first. I said 21st. We're all wrong. Fantastic.
The Twins, Tigers, and Braves are worse.
Okay.
Okay. So the thing about Hap is we don't think of him as a strikeout pitcher at all.
Mm-hmm.
His last three starts, he's had 7, 5, and 5.
Okay.
And the game where he had 7 strikeouts was on the road against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
6 2/3 with 7 Ks. Right. So I like Hap there. And after Hap...
Can we get a number 5, please?
We can get a number 5, and you're not going to like it, but Yordano Ventura against the Red Sox.
Who could have ever seen that coming?
That seems like a bad play. Just, you know, trying to speak objectively.
I'm going to have one Yordano lineup.
Godspeed.
In tournaments.
I have the same top 3 as you guys. Well, I guess you didn't have Zimmerman as your third. Right?
I did have Zimmerman.
Okay, yeah. We all have the exact same top 3 in the exact same order. After that, it gets really dicey. I could see Jared Eichhoff doing well against the Marlins. Giancarlo Stanton's in one of those I'm totally lost, I'm swinging at everything modes. Jonathan Nease against Atlanta probably has a high win probability, probably has a decent chance to go 6 innings without giving up a lot of runs because Atlanta's really bad. And if you want to go really contrarian, the New York Yankees have been awful against left-handed pitching this season, and Robbie Ray goes against them. He's got theoretical upside. We haven't seen a lot of it, but he does have a high strikeout rate this season. There's a chance that he can... you know, there's a chance that he can do something against them. It's not a great night for pitching.
That was encouraging. There's a chance
he can do something. It's not a great night for pitching. Is the takeaway.
Every night that Adam Conley pitches is a great night for pitching.
You know, he's fine. He's pretty good.
He's good or awful?
Yeah, a bit of both.
Yeah.
So. Since there aren't a lot of pitchers that we like, there should be a lot of offenses that we like, right?
I think that there is one in particular that I love. When I did my top 3 stacks of the day, there's one that stood out above the rest.
Okay.
And it was the Pittsburgh Pirates going up against Williams Perez.
Okay.
I think that Williams Perez is a bad pitcher.
I know that he is a bad
pitcher. It's not a controversial take, I don't think.
Pirates are an above-average offense.
Sure.
They're at home. I really like Gregory Polanco a lot. Mm-hmm. Perez, I think, gave up like a 380 WOBA to lefties last year. Mm-hmm. I really like McCutchen, Jaso if he leads off, and, of course, Jung Ho Kang, because I always like him.
He's pretty awesome. What's he got, like 4 home runs in like a handful of games?
And every time he hits one, somebody tweets at me, Jung Ho Kang.
I mean, I think you kind of have to pick him as your dong chaser at some point then.
Okay.
Mike, favorite stack?
I'm going to give 2.
Okay.
Wow.
Because I want to stack
both sides. You can really give as many as you want.
Yeah. I want to stack both sides of the Arizona Diamondbacks-New York Yankees game.
Okay.
I'll have both in my lineup. I don't really prefer one or the other, but I do like guys like Goldschmidt.
Somebody named Chad Green will be starting for the Yankees.
Yes. Chris Herman, the catcher, I assume that he's going to start tonight.
Okay.
He's been starting against right-hand pitchers.
I didn't put him in my lineup because I was afraid that he wouldn't start.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he will. The other day,
he did start Saturday and Sunday, and then he started, I believe, last like 3 out of 4 days
from
the 8th through the 11th.
Now, Chad Green's only thrown 37 innings above double A.
Okay.
But he does have a 1.22 ERA, 8.8 strikeouts per 9, and he's only given up a 1.11 whip.
There you go.
It's pretty good.
Whatever that means.
Probably not that much. But, you know, we see this occasionally where guys come up. They're not expected to be big prospects, but, you know, there's no scouting report on them. And they can do decently well in their first turn through the majors, but there's also a chance that he gets completely bombed.
Well, and just to counteract my first point, last year he was a 24-year-old that spent the full season at AA mm-hmm. and had a 3.93 ERA.
Okay, so he's probably not good.
Right.
He's going to make a start on the road at Chase Field.
which is not a good place to pitch.
No.
And Paul Goldschmidt's down to 3,800.
Yes, he is.
So I think Goldschmidt is like, you obviously the first thing you do when you're building your lineup is put Adam Conley in. The second thing you do is put Paul Goldschmidt in.
Oh, I don't have him in mind. Now,
Conley or Goldschmidt?
Goldschmidt.
Okay, of course you have Conley.
And the reason, you know, this is all just because I call you guys out for being Kansas City Royals homers, and I just want to point out, you guys are way bigger Royals homers than I am a Marlins homer.
Okay, here's the
you thing. Guys actually enjoy rooting for the team that you root for.
That's there's one difference.
Okay.
The only difference is we enjoy and say more good things about the Royals because they are better than the Marlins.
I mean,
if the Marlins were
let's check the scoreboard right now.
The scoreboard, I don't think they're playing.
I believe the Marlins are three games better.
Okay.
Just facts only.
I believe if that trend continues through September, then you will be saying more positive things about the Marlins than we will the Royals.
Probably not.
But it's a three-year run of the Royals being better than the Marlins, and we have more positive things to say.
So anyway.
Yeah.
I don't have Paul Goldschmidt because I do have Edwin Encarnacion, who has three home runs in I think his last six or seven games. And he's going up against Drew Smyly, a lefty who gives up a ton of fly balls. I think that the dong potential is really great there.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
So it's not necessarily endorsement of Encarnacion over Goldschmidt, except to say that he is $100 cheaper.
You should look at Edwin's stats in the month of May historically.
Are they good?
They are ridiculous.
He's been a slow starter in April.
The month of May has just been ridiculous for him, like the last 2 years now.
Yeah, he's got three home runs in his last 10. Only 10 RBI in that span, so could be better. He's been very hit or miss over the last 10.
Well, it's only 10 RBIs because Josh Donaldson and Jose Bautista don't get on base anymore.
Sure.
They've been in a lot of my lineups, obviously. Drew Smyly has thrown 11 innings at the Rogers Center.
Okay.
How many hits do you think he's given up?
10.
14.
The answer is 3.
Wow.
How many runs do you think he's given up?
I'm going to guess not that many.
3.
Are you going to guess?
3 solo home runs?
The answer is 0.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has never given up a run. He made 2 relief appearances.
Okay.
And then threw a complete game shutout.
Oh, yeah. That was one of his first starts of the season.
Yeah.
Right? No.
I don't know.
No. Yeah, it wasn't this season.
His whip at the Rogers Center is 0.27.
Okay.
Not that that matters, but
I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm still going to take the Blue Jays.
We're going to talk about something else you don't care about pretty quick. It's going to throw you off J-Hep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I think the Blue Jays offense has not been what we expected this season. I think that's a charitable way to say that they've been pretty bad.
Right.
At some point, they're going to figure it out. They've had flashes lately. But a left-hander who gives up a ton of fly balls seems like a really good matchup for them, and it's going to be really, really, really sad when they don't do well tonight.
Yep.
Yes.
Any other stacks that you guys are considering?
Dodgers.
Okay.
Dodgers.
Are we really not going to say it? I know we're Royals fans, but the Red Sox have scored like 117 runs in the last 5 games, and Yordano has a FIP over 5. The Red Sox will be the most popular stack of the night.
That's why I like Ventura. He's going to have one of those games.
The Red Sox are, in my opinion, the second or third best stack of the day.
How many more strikeouts than walks does Yordano Ventura have on the season?
Negatives?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, he does not have...
I was just seeing how up-to-date we were on our Yordano Ventura.
I believe he still leads the majors in walks.
He has 28 in 37 innings.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And it seems like maybe if you're... Now, there is, the angle, I think, to what Mike's saying is the Red Sox are red hot.
Mm-hmm.
I think teams, when they're going as well as the Red Sox are, might swing a little bit more freely because they're hitting everything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they swing it a few pitches out of the strike zone.
My response to that would be I think that's terrible logic.
Okay.
I don't think that would be the reason why you play Yordano Ventura. You play Yordano Ventura because occasionally he's good.
Yeah.
And if everybody's stacking the Red Sox and he's good, you you garner extra benefit from that.
That's true.
That would be.
I'm not going to play Yordano Ventura.
He's pretty bad. Yeah.
I've not decided that he's bad. But he has been this year for sure.
Okay.
I'm just saying I don't think that he's a bad tournament play at all tonight because we don't really have many aces on the slate. Like, it wouldn't shock any of us if Conley gave up 3 runs and maybe didn't get the win.
It wouldn't shock me if he didn't get out of the 5th inning. He's had issues with pitch consistency, and he racks up pretty high pitch counts at times.
I mean, you could say that about everyone probably except for Maeda, who may only have 2 strikeouts.
I think you can say the same thing about Zimmerman. Zimmerman could go 7 innings and 5 strikeouts tonight.
He could, but I'm saying it wouldn't surprise us at all if he gave up 3 or 4 runs.
Yeah, I guess.
So I just think that Ventura, when we know that everyone is going to stack the Red Sox,
yeah,
I think, you know, game theory-wise, I think it's a very good move in a tournament tonight.
He is going to make a great closer for the Royals in, like, 2019, right? Yordano?
Yeah, I could actually see that.
I think that's what's going to happen. All right, Heath, you alluded to it earlier. Give us the J.A. Happ destroying BVP lineup.
It's just J. Happ, right?
I don't know.
I think he just goes by J, which is... You should have heard Nick Costos when we were doing player videos, and it's the first time he ever had to do a J. Happ video, and he started off saying J.A., and I corrected him and said it was just J., and he thought that was the most ludicrous thing he'd ever heard in his entire life.
Well, I mean, don't put the period there then.
Right. Yeah. The projected Tampa Bay Rays lineup has 131 plate appearances against J-Hep. They have a 320 average,
okay,
a 376 on base, a 547 slug for a 923 OPS.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. So the BVP lineup will include some Rays. And in fact, there are some it won't include just because I needed to spend more money. At first base, we've got Eric Hosmer against Rick Porcello.
Okay.
He's seen Porcello 29 times, has a 10-15 OPS against Porcello, and he's also seeing the ball extremely well right now. The specific Rays that have really been good are Steve Pierce,
okay,
Steven Souza, and Evan Longoria. I'm not going to play Longoria because Josh Donaldson against Drew Smyly has a 500 average and an 18-19 OPS in 15 plate appearances.
It's decent.
Yeah, 3 dongs. Steve Pierce has 3 dongs and 26 plate appearances against Happ, as well as an 1185 OPS. Omar Infante is at 500 and 13 appearances against Rick Porcello with a 1205 OPS. And that's kind of where we run out of steam with the BVP today.
Wait, I mean, Omar Infante is always the peak.
Jeff Francoeur has seen John Neese 14 times and has a 921 OPS. More walks than strikeouts.
I believe that.
Really?
Francoeur can hit lefties.
More walks than strikeouts? And then Brad Miller.
How many 12 plate appearances?
Is 2 for 2.
Yeah, I'm not playing Brad Miller against the lefty.
He had a good game.
What?
He had a good game, it sounds like.
Yeah. So just play whoever you want at shortstop, I'd say. Francisco Cervelli is the BVP catcher of the day. And that leaves you $11,000 for a pitcher. So I just went ahead and put Zimmerman in there.
And you're leaving $900 on the board.
Yeah.
All right. Heath, you are up in Dong Chasers. Believe it or not, Mike did not win the weekend or the week. Mike is Mike's 2-week winning streak came to an end because Heath finally won a week with his Brian McCann dong on Sunday. So you get first pick.
I went.
How
dongless.
Does it feel to have a weekend without any dongs?
Weekends without dongs are not any fun.
We'll go through the scoreboard. Yeah. Mike is no longer threatening to double me up.
Well, he's threatening to.
No. Yeah, I mean, if he gets a dong tonight, he probably would be, but if I get a dong, then he
isn't
definitely
that the definition
be.
Of threatening
nope.
to?
Nope. Mike still leads the way at 19.8. Heath, you're at 16.7, so you're catching up, and I am sitting there at 10.46, so I've got some work to do.
And yeah,
I intend to do that work now.
Okay.
But Heath, you go first.
I will. Yeah, you can do some work after I pick my dong. And I am going to go with Aaron Hicks.
Okay.
$2,500 at Chase Field against Robbie Ray. Hicks has much more power against left-handed pitchers.
Yep.
And, yeah, there's a chance that he's not in the lineup. And then I'd have to switch. But there's other options at that price range that I don't dislike. So we'll see if Hicks plays tonight. I think he should.
Aaron Hicks. For how much?
$2,500.
$2,500 Aaron Hicks. And Mike, it's worth pointing out, has not donged in a week.
In a week?
Since Alex Gordon last Monday.
Is this the longest Mike's ever gone without a dong?
I would have to imagine.
It is.
Wow. All right. I'm going to... So I'm up.
Yep. Yep.
There are some pretty good options. I'm going to go with Edwin Encarnacion against Drew Smyly. $3,700. It's a good price for an Encarnacion dong.
You're very kind. I will take Josh Donaldson for $3,900, please.
Okay.
Can't wait to tilt the Blue Jays all night.
It's going to be so great when they score two runs.
I have tilted the Blue Jays so much this year.
And it wouldn't even be that surprising. Drew Smyly is the kind of pitcher that, despite his... this is the conclusion I've had to come to, because I've been the Drew Smyly skeptic among our group of fantasy analysts. And it's just, when he's good, he's really tough to hit. And it wouldn't shock me if he struck out eight and gave up one run tonight.
No.
The kind of pitcher he is.
I mean, they have struggled against much worse lefties than Drew Smyly over the past few weeks.
Yes.
Martin Perez twice.
All right. You guys ready for lineups?
I'm not bitter. Yeah, I am. You want DraftKings or FanDuel?
Well, let's hear DraftKings lineup first.
I'll go DraftKings, and then I can get FanDuel last. I've got Adam Conley and Jordan Zimmermann. Zimmermann, it was my third favorite pitcher. He's my second favorite on DraftKings because the price difference between him and Maeda is just not that much on DraftKings.
Okay.
Salvador Perez at catcher. John Jaso, assuming he's hitting leadoff at first base. Steve Pierce at second. Then Donaldson, Gong, McCutcheon, Polanco, and Ian Desmond. Ian Desmond's only $4,000 on DraftKings. Really good matchup for him against Sean Manaea.
I remember last year being really, really excited that Steve Pierce was getting second base eligibility pretty early on, like first or second month of the season.
I think he will get it tonight.
He sucked last year.
Yeah?
Yeah. So that kind of scares me off of him.
Okay.
But just, putting that out
there. They always say that you should let your past experiences jade how you feel about players going forward.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mike, do you have a FanDuel lineup?
I do. Adam Conley,
okay.
Chris Herman, assuming he's in the lineup, Paul Goldschmidt, Chase Utley, Josh Donaldson, Corey Seager, Carlos Beltran, Gregory Polanco, and Jacoby Ellsbury, assuming Ellsbury's in the lineup.
Okay, do we have any lineups that don't feature Adam Conley?
No.
All right, here's my Adam Conley
lineup.
And
my lineup's going to sound a lot like Mike's just did.
Well, mine sounds different.
Okay.
Here's my Adam Conley lineup. I've got Adam Conley. I've got Russell Martin, who we keep waiting to resemble a Major League Baseball player.
Right.
Hasn't happened so far. Edwin Encarnacion, Derek Dietrich, Evan Longoria, Troy Tulowitzki, Christian Yelich, Steve Pierce, and Giancarlo Stanton. Giancarlo Stanton at $4,100, just really hard to pass up.
You're not a Marlins homer at all.
I mean, they're going against Jared Eichhoff. Let's not
act like
he's
dominant against righties, isn't he?
I have one righty in there. And it's the one that if Jared Eichhoff's going to float a curveball up, could hit it 480 feet.
Yeah, he shouldn't throw a ball within 18 inches of the strike zone.
Not right now, no. Not with the way Stan's swinging.
So I have Conley as well. Yasmani Grandal at catcher. Okay. Paul Goldschmidt, Chase Utley, Josh Donaldson, Marcus Semien. $2,400 has been exceptionally good against left-handed pitchers.
I like that.
Gregory Polanco, Andrew McCutcheon, and Aaron Hicks. In fact, I'll go ahead and say it's very likely if Hicks is not in the lineup, I may just go swap to Semien as my dong chaser's pick. He's got an ISO over 200 against lefties.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and click save changes, lock that lineup in, and we'll see how it does tonight, gentlemen.
It's going to be really good.
Blue Jays are going to score 12. Donaldson triple dong. Everything's going to be fine.
It's going to be really good when Conley gives up 3 runs in the first inning. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be terrific.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear about it tomorrow.
You'll hear about it on Twitter tonight. I will be tilting Blue Jays.
I'll be tilting Conley as well if he does that.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Good luck.